Hello, this is the artist Emily again here. I'm a petite woman with chin-length brown hair, blue eyes, and light tan skin. I have a gold nose ring and wear a cochlear implant device in my left ear and a hearing aid in my right. I have no light perception and have been blind since 2010. In front of you are three drawings in frames on the wall and a small ceramic sculpture on a shelf, which are all part of my Dog Girl series, which is about my interdependent relationship with my guide dog, who is named London. On a shelf mounted to the wall is my sculpture, Dog Girl, They Called Me. You are welcome to touch this object. This is a small, doll-sized ceramic sculpture of an anthropomorphic dog with a woman's body. The dimensions of this piece from head to feet is 15 inches long. It is 6 inches at its widest and 3.5 inches thick from its nose to the back of its head. The hybridized figure is resting on her back. Her hands are closed into fists and are resting on either side of her hips. She has the head of a dog with a long snout and triangular-shaped ears, which are hanging down the side of her head, but with human-like features like her almond-shaped eyes and her long eyelashes that are carved into the clay in thin lines. There are two small holes poked into the clay to create pupils in the center of each eye. On her torso, she has 4 small breasts with nipples and a round belly with a belly button, and thin lines carved into the clay to signify pubic hair. She has long straight legs and little round bumps to indicate knees, and her toes point up into the air, the back of her heels resting on the shelf. The sculpture is unglazed, showing the color of the clay body, which is bone white and smooth to the touch like soft stone. I model the dog's head after my guide dog, who is an English Labrador Retriever. This sculpture depicts how I internalize my connection with my guide dog, London, and my disability, and also how I imagine the outside world sees us together, a dog girl. Above the sculpture, you'll find 3 frame drawings in different sizes. The largest drawing, True Love Will Find You in the End, is a drawing done in black ballpoint ink. It is 23 inches tall and 17 inches wide. This is a simple line drawing of 2 human-animal hybrid figures. On the right side of the drawing is a woman with a dog's head, and on the left side is a dog's body with a woman's head. The 2 figures gaze affectionately at each other. As their bodies turn slightly inward to face each other, the woman's open hand reaches out to hold on to the dog figure's paw. This piece is a portrait of myself and London. It is also a tribute to our love and our interspecies bond. I meld my human form with London's to embrace the beautiful animal side of myself. And when I think of London and myself together, we become a whole, a super being. The next 2 drawings are also drawn in black ballpoint ink and are each 10 inches tall and 7 inches wide. London stands upon her hind legs, as if she were walking upright effortlessly like a human. Her front paws and arms hover loosely at her side and slightly in front of her body. She is looking away from the viewer towards the right edge of the page. A horizon line is drawn across the page from left to right, disappearing behind London's ankles. Her body is centered and takes up most of the drawing. And the final drawing, London in My Dreams, shows London with the body of a woman. She is nude and is resting her right hand over her chest, and her left hand rests at her side. She stands up straight, her feet planted to the ground. Her left foot, to the viewer's right, is slightly shorter than her right foot. All 3 of these drawings are very stylized and cartoonish. I use a ballpoint pen to draw indented outlines into the paper in order to feel the drawing as I work through touch and muscle memory. If you look at the drawings closely, or if you were to touch them, you could perceive that the lines are raised from the surface of the paper.